You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 150, Intercession of the Saints and Necromancy. Today's challenge: the Catholic practice of asking the saints for their intercession is wrong. The Bible forbids necromancy. Today's defense: necromancy and asking the saints for their intercession are two different things. Necromancy is an attempt to gain information by conjuring the dead. The term is derived from the Greek words nekros, meaning dead person, and manteia, meaning oracle or divination. This practice, which was common in the ancient world, is forbidden in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy says, "There shall not be found among you a medium or a wizard or a necromancer." Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 and 11. The fact that necromancy was for purposes of gaining information is made clear by the Hebrew terms used. Medium, shoel ob, means a spirit inquirer. Wizard, yedeoni, means a spiritist. And necromancer, doresh el hamatim, means an inquirer of the dead. The focus on gaining information is also made clear by the context in Deuteronomy, which specifies that God will send his people prophets instead of allowing them to use mediums, wizards, and necromancers. Deuteronomy 18:15. Necromancy is forbidden today as well. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, "All forms of divination are to be rejected. Recourse to Satan or demons, conjuring up the dead, or other practices falsely supposed to unveil the future." Catechism of the Catholic Church, 21:16. Both Scripture and the Catholic Church agree that necromancy is forbidden. However, asking the saints for their intercession is a fundamentally different practice. In necromancy, people attempt to contact the dead to obtain information for them, either about the future or about other matters that are hidden from the inquirer. The flow of information is supposed to go from the dead to the living. When people ask the saints for their intercession, however, they are not seeking information. They're asking the saints to partner with them in prayer to God. If anything, the flow of information is from the living to the dead. That is, a living person is making his prayer request known to a departed saint. The biblical injunction against necromancy is thus a condemnation of something else. It's not talking about the same thing. This means that the practice of asking the saints for their intercession must be judged on its own merits. And as we cover elsewhere, see Day 36, there are good reasons for the practice.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.